Then when you come on, when you milk the calf, then you build a trough, you know, just like a horse trough.
Yeah.
Take 4 pounds of cover and you put water on it, had a hole in it, and every morning you let that water out and put in fresh water out of the well to put your milk and water in.
I see. What'd you call that?
We call it just a milk trough.
I see.
Yeah. And then if you put your milk in a cooler, you took it out the well and had a rope on it, lay it down in the well for the water.
Yeah.
So then you could draw that up.
Uh-huh.
That buttermilk, yeah, buttermilk cow and things. And, you know, in the olden time, you know, they didn't have much fresh put there. They raised everything you had, you know. We had the hog and the chickens and potatoes and the garden and everything like that. Didn't have nothing about much but just a little sugar, meal, and coffee.
Yeah. Where'd you keep your potatoes?
In a potato house. I had a potato house built off of the other house.
Yeah.
A long house. And put the potatoes in it. Some was fine. Started keeping some freezing.
Okay, tell me now, how
did
you get your milk? What would you do?
So there was a cow milking.
Went
to have a cow.
Yeah.
And well, they'd come up in a pen and you'd go milking.
I see. Where would you milk the cow? Did you have a place where you...
Had a milk, what they call it, a cow pen.
Cow
pen? Cow pen.
Okay. And you'd milk them there?
Yeah, you'd milk them there.
What would you catch it in? What would you have?
You'd have a bucket. You'd catch it in.
I see.
You'd bring it to the house and strain it.
Was that made out of... type of bucket?
It was a tin bucket.
Uh-huh.
It was a tin bucket. Tin.
Okay.
And you drink it half, you'd strain it, then you'd set that up, take it, you know, churn it, make milk, make butter.
Yeah.
And you could have sweet milk or buttermilk, whatever you wanted. Whatever you wanted.
Yeah, thick sour milk that you kept on hand.
That's buttermilk. It's called buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
Mm-hmm.
Did you call it anything else?
No, we always called it buttermilk. And what it
does,
when you try to put it, it would make buttermilk. When you churned it, it would make buttermilk, and before you churned it, it would be clabber. When you skim it off, you know, it would be clabber. Somebody saved the clabber. You take that clabber off time, put it in a cheesecloth, and make cheese out of clabber, you know.
What kind of cheese?
Just clabber cheese, they call it. You take it, put salt and pepper on it, you know, it tastes kind of like cheese, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And then if you churn it, it's called buttermilk.
I see.
So you take the butter out of the milk, you know, like you've left it be buttermilk.
Okay, now, would you have a place where you stored your wood, any place on the...
No, not on the stove. We'll have this back porch, as I told you before. We had no pantry back there. But the other wood is stacked out against the fence.
Uh-huh.
And you just put it up on this shed at night, and you'd open this window and bring it in to build the fire, you know, with it and everything.
Yeah.
We didn't store it under no shed.
Yeah, you had to, where'd you keep your... You didn't have it under shed then?
No, we didn't have it under no shed.
Now, a lot of old things, useless things that you're going to throw away, you might call that what? Oh, useless. Did you have a place for that, or what did you call it?
Well, we didn't have much to throw away, you know.
Yeah.
Not because you didn't buy nothing canned and things. If you had cooked things, you know, you just used them.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd have a bar, or what we call a bar, you know, or a pan, or something would wear out, and you'd have just, you know, throw it away.
Yeah. They didn't have no gumption in days.
No.
You didn't have any junk or anything like
that? If it did, there's always a branch or something on your place or an old
ditch
or something, you know, they'd throw cans or something in. But, you know, then they, see, they canned everything in fruit jars, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And see, you didn't throw them away. You'd clean them, and next year you'd put your can of them in them again, you see.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have no tin cans or anything.
Yeah. Now, any other buildings? Did you have a building where you'd store your store tools or something like that?
Yeah, we had what they call a wagon shed.
Wagon shed.
You put your wagon on the shed, and on each side of it would be where they put the harness when they'd come in from the field, you know, your plow harness hung up on that. And maybe on the shed of that, you'd have a work shed where my daddy made all his plows, you know, and things, the scooter stops, the turning plows and things.
Yeah.
What they call the workshop. At the barn, they had a barn where they stored the corn and had covers for the horses when you feed them at night, you know, we put them up.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a room up over the house?
No.
Over
we didn't have no upstairs towers.
I see. You'd call that what?
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. This house had upstairs too, but we never finished it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you use it as a what?
It's upstairs. It just